Hello everyone, this is Mike Linksfair from Creative Commons. So I'm going to, in a second, I'm going to hand it off to Joey Ito, our CEO, and then Esther, who just joined, is our chair. So let me turn it over to Joey now.
Hi everybody, and thanks for making it for this call. And I wanted to just give a sort of brief update on various things and then introduce Esther, who is our new board chair. So first of all, I think just a general update on the organization and on the fundraising and so on. As everybody knows, it's kind of a tough environment right now for fundraising, and you know, our core funders are still very supportive of us, and most of our programs are going well. But I think as we get into the summer and fall, we're going to be going into a somewhat difficult period in our fundraising. You know, we think we're fine for now, but I think we will be looking to try to come up with new ways for fundraising towards the fall, and we will need additional funds as we get into next year. So any help with fundraising, any ideas that people have would be great. And as part of the work that we've been doing with Omidyar and some of the other funders who have been pushing us towards trying to find revenue sources in addition to our traditional public fund, public campaign and foundation grants, we're looking at ideas for things that Creative Commons can do for things like business models or things that we can contribute and get paid for. And in last year's campaign, I think many of you have seen the CC Network, which is giving people an open ID and also creating a copyright registry. But we're sort of exploring how that might possibly become a business model. But any feedback on sort of the idea of CC having a business model or any ideas about business models would be greatly appreciated. I think everybody saw that the White House and the many of the U.S. government sites are using Creative Commons. And in addition to that, it relates to our CC0 that we announced. Let's see, when was CC0? I think that was April 11th. And and historically, we had a thing that we called the public domain dedication, and it was somewhat local American, because internationally, people, a lot of countries don't have the same law. They don't call it public domain. So we worked quite a bit on a new tool that allows people to dedicate works to the public domain, or in different countries, basically something similar, which is to the full extent of the law, giving up rights. So this is including things like attribution. And this is sort of dovetailed into a lot of the work that's going on in the U.S. government right now about the copyright on U.S. government and related works. And there's sort of two pieces that we can talk about later if people are interested. One is, you know, there's some conflicting opinions within the U.S. government. For instance, the Library of Congress and some of the different sites say that U.S. government works are public domain only in the U.S. and licensable outside of the U.S. And there's also the other part of public domain dedication, or CC0, which would be any works that are contributed to government sites or copyrightable things. For instance, we have the Public Genome Project, and for instance, the U.S. government genome work is all public domain. And in order for sort of non-government genome data to be integrated properly with the government genome data, it would need to be sort of dedicated to the public domain. So we've been providing tools, in addition to our six licenses, tools that help make things even more free, and it's becoming exceedingly more important lately, so we can talk about that. And another interesting initiative that you may have seen on our blog is a program called the Green Exchange, and that was launched at Davos this year. We were working very closely with Nike to get this going, but this is basically using our traditional Creative Commons framework, which is sort of human-readable deed, lawyer-readable deed, and sort of metadata and a technical framework to allow companies to share patents with each other. And the Green Exchange is an idea to allow companies to exchange patents about the environmentally friendly processes and sustainability technology. And originally it was sort of pushed by Nike. Best Buy has recently joined the group, and they're hoping to get a bunch of other companies to join and share. I can again explain more about this if people are interested, but this is an interesting initiative because it's not copyright and it's patents, but we're finding that the structure and some of the things that we've learned about marking things up and making things legally and technically compatible work well in other areas like that. And I think people probably have seen, again, in our tweets and on the website, but Wikipedia has officially now become announced that they're migrating to Creative Commons attribution share-alike license. That was the vote was, I think, 80-something percent in our favor. I guess it was 88. And the Wikimedia Foundation Board approved it on May 21st. So I think before Wikipedia, according to our Yahoo link backs, we were at about 250 million licensed Creative Commons licensed works, and I think this is going to push us much higher. And just yesterday, I think it was yesterday, Yahoo announced their Creative Commons filtered image search, which is also very cool. Let's see. In terms of just other announcements, again, we've announced this on the webpage, but Jamie Boyle, who was our former Creative Commons board chair, has stepped down, and he has left the board but still remains an important contributor to the CC Learn project as well as CC itself. And Esther Wojcicki, who is on the phone right now, has joined us as our new chair. And with that, if...
Very happy to be on the phone with everybody, and I'm honored to be the next chair of Creative Commons, and it's a real honor to be here. So one of the reasons that I accepted this position is because I like all the work that Creative Commons has done in the past. I'm actually extremely impressed. The only thing is that I feel that students in the United States, and I'm sure it's true worldwide, that students don't really know about Creative Commons licenses. And so one of my goals as the chairman is to have students everywhere learn about Creative Commons licenses and be able to use them. And I'm starting here in the United States with, I'm a journalist actually, and now I teach journalism. And so I'm starting with the journalism teachers here in the United States. And we have a small pilot program where we're going to find out, we're going to experiment basically with materials that are created for students, and we'll teach them what is a Creative Commons license, how they might use it, what ways it might be effective, and I'd be very interested in getting people around the world, students around the world, to also be part of this whole project and see whether or not there can be some ideas that would come out of other parts of the country, of the world, the country and the world. One of the projects that I've seen already that I was very impressed with was from Australia, and some of the materials from Australia we're actually going to try them out here in California and see how teachers respond and see how students respond. So that's basically one of my main goals for Creative Commons is to make it more of a household word so that people know what I'm talking about when I say it, and that students everywhere are able to use it. And I would welcome email or suggestions or any kind of feedback that you would have with regard to anything, actually, with regard to Creative Commons, but particularly with this goal that I have. One of my students came up with an idea for additional sort of T-shirts and sweatshirts and shorts and things like that that students might wear that would be kind of walking advertisements for Creative Commons. And I ran these by my class, and they all loved them. So that's something that might be coming out in the next few months. So Joey, are you still there?
I'm still here, I think. And
do you have any other things that you might want me to to mention?
Transition to Q&A, because I think we have a lot of people who know a lot about CCC. We can take questions in the chat room if anybody has any. Otherwise, go ahead and hit *6 and ask the question on the phone.
Yeah, if you're in the chat room, go ahead. You can, and you'd rather ask in the chat room, go ahead. But I don't know. Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah. Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, go ahead and ask in the chat if you don't want to, but otherwise just hit, unmute yourself by hitting *6 and go ahead and ask.
There's a question in the chat room. Can we let people remix T-shirt designs like a partnership with Spreadshirts or something? And I think that we have, there's obviously some issues regarding the trademark that I think Diane and Mike are working on, but we definitely are looking at doing some sort of a remix thing. We've had, there are some good examples of other, I think the Mozilla Foundation has also done an interesting T-shirt contest and stuff like that, so that's an area that we're exploring. But Esther, I don't know if you had any other thoughts on the T-shirt idea.
Well, I'm looking into other ways, and I think that we should look at them, all around the world so that they're not just coming out of the United States or out of any other particular country. And, yeah, I'm waiting for the answer on the, whether or not we can use the CC symbol everywhere. But anyway, that should be coming sometime, I would suspect, in the next few weeks from Diane after she checks on the trademark issue. But I think it's a perfect way to get some of the information out that we want, because young people love T-shirts and they love wearing all these, unusual things. And if we can put it on there, we can, they'll advertise it for us. So, and some of these designs that my students have come up with have all the CC licensing images on them. So you'd be able to stand in the store or wherever, and you'd be able to see it all on somebody's back, for example. So I hope that answers the question. Is anybody else asking a question that you would like to answer?
We don't have any more questions in the chat room yet, but I wonder if anybody...
Can they hear us, do you think?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
We can hear each
Good.
Other.
Hello, this is Brian Reynolds. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yes, Brian, go ahead.
Oh, good. Well, I'm so pleased to talk to you guys. I joined Creative Commons a while back, and I did send an email to what I thought was a mailing list. I didn't receive any replies, so I'm not sure if I did it correctly or if I did the right thing. But briefly, I'm using CC Plus, which I discovered on your website, to use Creative Commons licenses for non-commercial use, and then I add a co-opy license, which is based on the paradigm of cooperatives, which we've used in the material world, and I'm trying to apply them to the information world for the commercial licensing side. Has anyone received my email, and is there any advice you give for me to publicize that inside the Creative Commons ranks?
I personally am just... How do you spell your last name?
It's Brian Reynolds, R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S. And the website is www.coopy.biz, which has a page devoted to CC Plus Coopy, which is the present implementation.
Okay. So if you could send an email to Joey, J-O-I, at creativecommons.org, I can definitely follow up. I don't see the email in my inbox, so I'm not positive exactly where it landed, but... We can definitely follow up. So we do obviously feature things on the Creative Commons blog, and we have a search section. So if you have if the website has content that's searchable, we can try to see how we can integrate and promote it there. Obviously, we can Twitter it and things like that. And then the other thing I think is there's a community of people building tools that both search and reuse Creative Commons content. And now with the RDFA metadata tagging, it's even easier to allow other applications to copy and paste the additional rights information and attribution information and things like that. So, sort of integrated with other sites is something another way we can help. But send me an email, and I can definitely follow up with more specific feedback and apologies for not getting back to you. I'm not sure where that...
Oh, great. I appreciate that. Thanks very much. I will.
No problem. We have another question. First of all, the comment on the new website design, saying it's great. Thanks for the thanks. And the question is, I was wondering if there were any more plans for Creative Commons search function or search of creative works across multiple sites like Jamendo. So I think there's two levels. We really would like to promote other people integrating as much of the Creative Commons stuff as possible. Google and Yahoo and Microsoft are all working very closely with us on both tool. For instance, Microsoft up to now has been doing a lot of work on the client side, helping markup. But also we're going to be working more and more on the website side. I mean, can't announce all the stuff that's in the works, but I think our search is interesting and important, but we don't have nearly the kind of traffic that Microsoft and Yahoo and Google have. And so I think we're mainly focused on creating reference designs and helping companies create search and create tools. And I think we have somebody from Microsoft on the phone too, so if there's a comment, that might be good. But I think the key thing is to make sure that we are more than anything kind of the custodian of a standard and help people who want to interoperate. And hopefully, all of the tools should have everything built in soon. And now that we have the RDFA standard as W3C recommendation, it should be easier for people to adopt it and feel comfortable investing energy into building it into their services. Mike, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I would just add that if the question is about this search.creativecommons.org site itself, we are currently doing a rethink of how that's architected and how we can pull in more search providers or do a federated search or something like that. And Jamendo is certainly one of the repositories that we're considering in that redesign because it has it now kind of has a critical mass of 20,000 albums of CC licensed stuff. So if people have ideas for what they'd like to see on the CC search function that we control as opposed to the bigger search platforms like Google, Yahoo, and Microsoft enabling better search through RDFA, which is definitely the end goal. You could either send us an email to software@creativecommons.org, or there are some wiki pages about CC search where you can add your brainstorms as well.
So, do we have any other questions?
Got another question. Are there any more plans for creativecommons.net? So this is kind of, again, two layers. One is definitely we are looking at creativecommons.net as, again, an example and a reference design for other organizations setting up copyright registries, and we're talking to a lot of companies about that, and we are organizing now our third, I think, Creative Commons Tech Summit, where we gather all the people together who are working on things like copyright registries and interoperability to share information. And we've been learning a lot and trying to learn more about what makes sense and what users want from our implementation of creativecommons.net. And we'll be continuing to share that information. At the same time, last year we, as some people know, we gave a creativecommons.net account to people who donated over, it was $50, right, Mike?
That's right.
And I think this year we'll probably unbundle it from the donation part and try to explore whether users or maybe websites are interested in paying extra for something like a registry service or an ID service. We're still kind of in an exploratory phase of that, so it actually would be really good right now if anybody had any input on, you know, what features to add or not add, and whether the idea of doing a registry for pay is a good one or not. But we're just now kind of getting feedback from users and trying to figure out what to do with it. So you know, even just you think it's a useful service or not, would also be really valuable feedback.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other questions or comments?
Thanks for everybody who showed up. I heard John Bracken call in, so I think both Esther and I will be over to see you soon. Oh, there's actually another question. Case studies page.
Oh, good.
Are you approaching people for that, or just allowing them to edit the wiki? I think there's both, but Mike, do you have an official answer to that question?
Sure. I mean, we want to develop an autonomous community around it that helps us edit the wiki without our intervention. But we are doing outreach to particular case studies, both through the interviews we do on our that we've always done on the site of people who are making interesting uses of Creative Commons licenses, but probably more importantly through our international affiliates. We're coordinating an effort to have them do outreach and gather case studies locally so we get good case studies, representative case studies from around the world. In fact, this effort really was kickstarted by CC Australia about a year ago, and the initial case studies book that was published was by them, so it's a fairly distributed effort with active outreach with the aim of really having it be a community effort.
Also, I just linked it in the chat room, but it looks like Dig just announced that their content is CC0, which is good. And
they did? That's great.
Good news. And one thing I wanted to alert everybody, I think that on Friday there is going to be a relatively large announcement about somebody else using CC, and I apologize that we can't announce it today, but we'll send it out on the list. But keep your eyes peeled.
So exciting.
And anything else? Oh, Science Commons, a question on how Science Commons is going. So I think Science Commons is probably moving more, well, everything's moving pretty quickly, but moving very quickly, and we've been getting a lot of traction. I think people saw the announcement of Mark working with us and creating this nonprofit called SAGE, which will be to create a platform for them to share a lot of their research. And Science Commons is that team is behind the Green Exchange project, and our NeuroCommons is getting a lot of traction, and the platform that we created for NeuroCommons is now being mirrored and cloned and used by a lot of other people. And I think, you know, generally speaking, in terms of stuff going on, science is moving very, very fast. Having said that, I think that on the fundraising side, science is moving a little bit more slowly, so we do need we're kind of in this position where there's a lot more demand than there is funding for the science stuff, and so we're trying to work with a bunch of new funders as well, since it's not our traditional area that we've been developing for fundraising. John Wilbanks is doing an amazing job of coordinating the execution along with the fundraising, but that's it's possible that science will become a much bigger focus of Creative Commons over the next few years, but I think a lot of it will depend on fundraising, which we'll see probably happening or not happening over this next quarter. Again, I think, you know, we have to be a little bit careful about sort of mission creep or expanding ourselves too much. And I think the other thing that I didn't mention at the beginning, but one thing that we are starting to do a little bit more is we created this CC Learn, which was with together with Hewlett, revolving around sort of open educational resources and open courseware and things. And this is an area that Esther's, as she mentioned, is putting a lot of her efforts behind. And we also have Science Commons. But there's actually a lot of overlap between both of those. And there's obviously some overlap between the core of what Creative Commons is doing. And so I think as we move forward, the other thing we're going to try to do on the branding side is to maybe not use as many project names, and we're trying to consolidate as much of our work as possible. And so, for instance, with Green Exchange, even though it's the Science Commons team doing most of the work, and we're actually using the Creative Commons brand instead of the Science Commons brand. Okay, well, thanks again for joining the call, and please send email feedback on how you think we can do these calls better. We're happy to do them if they're valuable and useful, and we'd be happy to get feedback on what other kind of information or what other sort of things we could do.
We definitely would be very interested in finding out how to make it better. So thank you, everybody, for coming.